Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
With the news that a COVID vaccine is just on the horizon, a program must be undertaken to reverse the attitude of some Americans that are overly skeptical of the vaccine. Former Surgeon General Vivek Murthy believes that may be just as important as the logistics behind distributing it. He tells Fox News that the government will have to make data readily available for review to build people's confidence in the vaccine.
Now the onus is on us to be as transparent as possible in helping them understand what the science does say, having experts review the data, making that data readily available so that even people outside the government can review it. That's what we're going to have to do. And ultimately, the way we allocate this vaccine has to be determined based on need, and that alone.
A recent Stat Murphy poll found that only 6 in 10 Americans said they would take a COVID-19 vaccine if it would lower their risk of getting infected by half. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Over the weekend, President Trump tweeted his support for a new coronavirus aid package, something that's been debated in Congress for several months. And as cases rise in the U.S., the need for one is becoming larger. Senator Chuck Schumer says the reason there hasn't been a package passed is Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. The New York Democrat says McConnell has turned down every bill that's been brought up.
The bottom line is very simple. We need a large, strong COVID bill to deal with our problems. We have heard for months, every time we get close to a deal, Senator McConnell says no. He has become the Dr. No of COVID.
McConnell did bring a $500 billion targeted bill to the Senate floor before the election, but the passage was blocked by Senate Democrats. Syracuse's basketball team has suspended operations after their head coach tested positive for coronavirus. Jim Boeheim announced on Twitter Sunday that he tested positive for the virus and is isolating at home. The school's athletic director says the team will be tested multiple times over the next week. This is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
For the first time in 7 weeks, average gas prices picked up some steam, rising by 2 cents a gallon for a national average of $2.11 per gallon. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
That price of $2.11 a gallon is 5 cents lower than last month and some 50 cents lower than last year. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us what the days ahead will look like with so many motorists on the road for Thanksgiving.
Gas prices as we head towards Thanksgiving may remain relatively stable this week, although some increases are likely. After last week's robust 18% rise in the price of crude oil led to a slight increase in average prices.
Across the country, Oklahoma has the lowest prices at $1.76, while California continues at the highest with $3.16 a gallon. With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Week 10 action in the NFL on Sunday saw the Cleveland Browns beat the Houston Texans 10-7. Returning Nick Chubb ran for 126 yards and the only touchdown for the Browns. He's been out since Week 4 with a knee injury. Matt Prater hit a 59-yard field goal as time expired to push the Detroit Lions past the Washington football team 30-27. Three of Detroit's 4 wins this season have come via a Matt Prater walk-off kick. Tom Brady threw for 3 scores and ran another one in as Tampa Bay dropped Carolina 46-23. Arizona beat Buffalo 32-30 on a Hail Mary bomb from Kyler Murray to DeAndre Hopkins as time expired. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, I got to say, it's especially difficult when it appears that the institutions that we want to believe in, the institutions that we've trusted in heretofore, have failed us. I mean, to such a degree that we don't know who to trust anymore. And maybe that's a good thing. Phil Hotzenpiller joins us, as he does every week. It's good to have him with us, the founder and president of American Faith. Phil, this is the thing that is so disturbing to so many Americans, is they find themselves wondering, well, who can I trust, whether it has to do with the pandemic, this election. Just go on down the list. I mean, you got Andy McCabe on TV talking like he was purely innocent. And, oh, by the way, the IG report said that he blatantly lied, but I guess innocent of everything else. And you've got Richard Blumenthal, the infamous senator, who said that, if you're false in one thing, you're false in all things. Well, I think it's quite interesting how people self-indict. And Blumenthal is just another one of those examples that people say, really, they speak the truth, and it just comes out of their mouths before they can catch themselves. In much the same way that Joe Biden said very proudly that they had the best voter fraud organization in the history ever of America.
Well, I think, Bill, we're living in a time where it's really an unveiling. It's an unveiling of what's been happening behind the scene.
Yes.
So what makes it different is the lack of accountability. The law was an act of accountability. The Constitution provided accountability. All of these things have now become not really, they've lost their meaning. We have kind of a term when we study ancient languages that we note that language go through what's called a psycho-de-evolution. Mm-hmm. And that means words cease to mean what they once meant, and they just have usage. And so that's where we're living right now, and that's the downfall of a society when its language cannot communicate properly. It just uses terms to try to get what they want in life. And I think that's the day we're living in, Bill.
Yeah. Well, when we stepped away from the truth, Phil, God clearly told us that this would happen. I mean, it's almost like the Tower of Babel all over again. You just have to just let people have their own way, and they'll confuse themselves, because truth becomes relevant, and you start getting that slippery slope to the degree that, you have what the book of Isaiah, where he says, Well, on that day when that which is good is called evil, evil is called good. And we're there now, aren't we?
We are. In fact, it's funny you mentioned Isaiah. I was thinking of Isaiah 5, where the greatest judgment of God is not, an invading army. It is actually God's neglect. Mm. And when he neglects to intervene and allows us to spin out of control because of our own sin, and that's what he said of Israel. He said, I will cease the rain. I will cause the rain to stop. I will allow the invader, the wild beast to trample in the vineyard. And when you see that happening, and I think that's what's happening. Freedom, yes, freedom.
Yes.
But freedom is not always good if it's the wrong kind of freedom. That is freedom to do what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And so America is experiencing it today. And it's anybody's guess right now where this ends up. And I think everyone speculated, is this the part, the partnership of man to God, or is this God saying, you know, this is my design. I need to disrupt some foundations. I need to shake up some people with reason and logic and knowledge of the Word of God.
Mm-hmm. Well, Phil, the other thing people of faith are looking at, first of all, I will say this. People of faith are turning to God. And I believe in record numbers. You're not hearing this, but I'm hearing about this that's taking place. People are turning to God in incredible numbers. We saw that what happened in D.C. Several weeks ago with you know, Jonathan Cahn and also with Franklin Graham. What you did in your church at Influence Church at the Prayer Wall, other churches across the country realizing, you know, heaven help us. This is beyond us. This is a God-sized problem, and people are on their knees. Eyes to heaven, asking for God to intervene. And then you see the signs, which we're also told. I mean, God had already predicted and said this is what's going to happen. And then we see the signs of a one-world government on the rise and globalism, you know, coming into play big time. And it is strongly evidenced in this election, for example, as you say. This year of 2020 has been, you know, quite the year of clarity, if you have eyes to see, in terms of the fulfillment of God's ultimate promise. Do we not see that?
Well, think about it. Think about prophetically. When you go into the eye doctor and he says you have 20/20 vision, you can finally see. Maybe 2020 is a time where we finally see.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say for our church, we are stronger than we were before COVID.
Yes.
And I think we're stronger because a lot of the people who really didn't want to live a committed life to Christ, they've kind of demonstrated that. And then others who really wanted to rise to new levels and realize that we were in a battle have done so. You know, God never built his kingdom on numbers. And yet man is consumed with how many people showed up to do what. Jesus turned the world upside down with a handful.
Right.
And he said, you can turn that world upside down yourself. And so when the 5,000 came to feed, they all left after the food was gone, and he said, where are they? And he said, well, they've all left. Will you go also? Where shall I go? Because you have the words of life. And I really believe this is the remnant. This is that group that God is going to use in these end times that's going to shine brighter than ever before and cause those who are gray and dark in terms of their commitment to really fade into the woodwork. And I think there's going to be less churches. I think there'll be as many buildings, but I think there'll be less churches.
Well, in California, something like 40,000 churches have not opened up, have not reopened in any form or fashion. Is that still valid, Phil, or is that an exaggeration?
No, I think that's pretty accurate. It's hard to kind of pin it down because we don't know how many exactly are open. Mm-hmm. I was with an original group back in early April who said we're going to open on Pentecost Sunday. That was about 1,500.
Yes.
As far as I know, those 1,500 open. I've known a few others who've opened, but, you know, and now the governor has slapped another lockdown, a complete lockdown on the state beginning on Tuesday, which means restaurants are closed except outdoors. And, you know, outdoors works fine in August. It doesn't work fine in December.
Right.
So
right.
We're you know, especially, I mean, we can get away with it longer than most people, but when we have overreach, we have from the governor, who's really become, in my estimation, a dictator, we've got a problem.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, you had Kevin Kiley, a Republican, and his partner, I think Michael Gallagher is his name, another Republican assemblyman, and they took on the governor and they won their case because he was overstepping his bounds there. So that was a great victory for freedom. But that doesn't stop Governor Newsom. I mean, he continues to do what he knows, so we don't expect him to do anything different. But, you know, it's interesting, even at the state level, there seems to be some changes in the offing if if, you know, by God's will, it happens. We certainly saw it on a federal level with so many House seats being flipped to such a degree that Nancy Pelosi's leadership is going to come into question for this next session of Congress. So stay tuned for more details because the winds of change are blowing, as they would say. More from Phil Hotzenpiller after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
I'll tell you, a lot lot of people looking for revival, but we need a lot more people looking for repentance first, because that's what opens the gate to revival, is us coming to God and realizing, hey, look, we've really messed up. And when you think about where we are, I heard it said, from an old Baptist minister that if God doesn't judge America, he owes an apology to Sodom and Gomorrah, as if God should apologize for anything, even arrogant to even think that way, I guess. But the fact of the matter is when you look at the cultural degradation of America today, at its core has been the idea, Phil, is, you know, like in the book of Judges, we just want to have it our way and do as we darn well please. And we're paying the price for that right now, including with this pandemic. I mean, you've got the governors, including yours there in California, that doesn't see the Church of the Living God as an essential part of his state. I mean, that's quite telling in and of itself, isn't it?
It is. Well, here's a great example. You can open a strip club with certain conditions in California, but cannot open a church for indoor with certain restrictions under this new mandate that will come Tuesday. So that tells you where the heart and the mind of the individual is. It's certainly not leaning toward good or toward righteousness. But I will say that with every despotic act that this guy brings across, it strengthens the resolve in the people of God. I'm talking about people who are really following hard after God right now.
That's
not
right.
Not the hobbyists.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
They play Christianity, and they like a nice hobby. They pull it out from underneath their counter or wherever, and they show it to their friends. I'm talking about people, hardcore Christians. And you mentioned Sodom and Gomorrah. I'd want to kind of go back to that. There's always been a remnant. So God, think about this. God took Noah, he said the remnant, eight people. Mm-hmm. He took Israel, pulled the remnant out of Egypt, and spared them from the plague. And you keep going through Scripture. Sodom and Gomorrah had a remnant. And God always will take a remnant, and he will preserve them, he will protect them, and he will purify them.
Yes.
And that's the day, I think, that's what's exciting for me. It's not that, yeah, it's bad, but guess what? It's always been bad for those who really want to follow God.
Exactly. Well, and the remnant that he chooses, kind of what you were referring to earlier, is there is a sifting of the chaff and wheat right now. And those that are hard at, hardwired and are following God, I say hardwired, I mean fully committed 100% in following God right now in the midst of this pandemic, in the midst of, all this riotous behavior, in the midst of, an election process, and in the midst of our country that we wonder, gosh, how did we become a banana republic here in the United States of America? Whoever thought that this would be possible. But in the midst of all that, people are making the wiser choice to say, no matter what happens, it's me and God.
Well, you mentioned Banana Republic, and most people think of the clothing line. Banana Republic was actually the United Fruit Company, later become Chiquita, that so dominated the economy of Honduras that it shifted political power. And I believe America is becoming, or has become, a banana republic because of tech media has so shifted the balance of power for politics that it's directing the course. And I believe this is a setup for what's coming, a one-world government that is coming. And there's no doubt about it. When you start yielding all your freedoms without reason, without logic, you are setting yourself up for a big loss.
No question. I wholeheartedly agree. When you look at what they're talking about, the people that are going to be involved in the Biden administration, his cabinet, and that if he does, in fact, become the 46th president of the United States, these are all globalists. I mean, forget about this America First, mantra that Donald Trump has championed over the past 4 years and the incredible gains that we have made. I mean, it's most amazing how they've come across that at a time. I mean, who would have thought, Phil, that you would have a president that would be this successful, that so many House seats would be reversed, economy doing so well, even in spite of this pandemic. Gallup says 2 weeks before the election that 56% of America says they're better off today than 4 years ago. And the president gets, 9 million more votes than he did in his previous election and loses. It just doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't make sense. And when things don't make sense, you have to ask one of two things. Number one, is God doing something?
Mm-hmm.
Or number two, is there something that we're not seeing?
Right.
And I think both things are true right now.
Exactly. Because God's always doing something, right?
Right, right. And I think when he begins to, unveil things, there's two words in Greek language that describe time. One has to do with, the counting out of chronology. The other one has to do with a kairos moment where God is doing something very unique in that moment, unlike he's done in that same place in another moment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're seeing, I believe. So I think two things are happening. I think it's kairos moment. And I believe that the unveiling of this is coming, and it's coming clear to Christians. Because let's face it, American Christianity has played the celebrity, game long enough.
It's
the biggest, the brightest, the shiniest, not the most solid and the most powerful with the Holy Spirit of God.
Interesting you should bring up the idea of moments, and this is something that God had shown me. I think I shared with you several months ago that at times in our lives we will have those incredible moments that require an incredible choice. And to your point, I believe that's where we are right now, is that this is a significant moment. This is a God moment. And it transcends. I know a lot of people are concerned, well, what's going to happen with America, the home of the free and land of the brave and all that. It even transcends that. It is much higher than that. But you have to let go of the temporal in order to apprehend the eternal. And I think that's the moment we're at, Phil. Are you seeing something similar?
Absolutely. I'm actually stoked about this season. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are depressed, discouraged, but I'm seeing, again, the power of God working. We missed our children's department alone. We reopened children's 2 months ago. We have more in children's department now than we had before COVID.
Wow.
Think of those numbers.
Yes.
We're going to hit probably budget-wise right at what we hit last year or maybe even go above it.
Mm.
That's a miracle.
Yes, it is. Right. Well, and that's the thing. See, those that are aligning with God, I believe, and I don't want to try to make this into some formula because this is just a natural result. Because God does say, Phil, that he will put you in a position. And I want to say this in such a way that people realize that this isn't prosperity gospel that we're talking about. Because we know that there's a responsibility that comes with prosperity. But God says that he will put you in a position to where wealth will pursue you. It will chase you down. And I liken it to like the surfers there in Southern California. Boy, it's all kinds of fun to be in front of the wave and to catch all that energy. But when you're alongside or you're behind it, it's a bummer, because it takes a lot more work and you just don't get there. But when God puts you there and it pursues you, it's easy peasy, isn't it?
It is. And, there is a formula. It is. If you obey me and love me, then I'm going to put my favor and my hand upon you.
Right.
And how God manifests that in our life, that's up to him. But there is a formula. Love God, honor him, and favor and goodness will follow you all the days of your life.
Amen. Yeah, love God, love his people. 100%. It's just been the same. But, when I mention formula, sometimes people try to break it down to something. Okay, 1, 2, 3, if I do this equals God. But don't forget that you got to do this with all your heart, mind, and soul, right?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Totally agree.
Well, Phil Hodson-Pillar, as always. Yeah, I always appreciate you, and I'm so grateful that God has brought us together, that we can have this kind of conversation, not only across this country, but around the world, because what you're sharing, with everyone here is a source of healing, and it is a source of grandeur that is beyond our imagination, even right now in the midst of this pandemic, right?
Amen. Yep, be encouraged. God is up to something great in your life, and he will not let down. Just don't let him down.
Amen. That's the thing about God. Once he starts something, he always finishes it, doesn't he?
Amen. Yeah, I just really believe that.
Yeah.
Well,
we're out of time. Bill Hodson-Pillar.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, member FDIC. 45% of Americans say they overspent when purchasing holiday gifts in the past. Planning your holiday spending can help you stay on budget and save. Jason Gaughan, SVP of Credit Cards at Bank of America.
It's important to start with a plan for the holidays. Create a list of your potential expenses, track your purchases, and consider using a credit card that rewards your spending. With the Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, you earn 3% cash back in the category that you choose, including online shopping. Being prepared can help you focus on what truly matters, safely spending time with family and friends.
Using Bank of America's mobile app, you can create alerts to track your holiday spending and monitor account activity, like when a debit card charge is made online, when an account balance is low, or when mobile check deposits have been processed. To learn more, visit bankofamerica.com/cashback.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
With the news that a COVID vaccine is just on the horizon, a program must be undertaken to reverse the attitude of some Americans that are overly skeptical of the vaccine. Former Surgeon General Vivek Murthy believes that may be just as important as the logistics behind distributing it. He tells Fox News that the government will have to make data readily available for review to build people's confidence in the vaccine.
Now the onus is on us to be as transparent as possible in helping them understand what the science does say, having experts review the data, making that data readily available so that even people outside the government can review it. That's what we're going to have to do. And ultimately, the way we allocate this vaccine has to be determined based on need, and that alone.
A recent Stat Murphy poll found that only 6 in 10 Americans said they would take a COVID-19 vaccine if it would lower their risk of getting infected by half. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your soul. The fight, the fight, your soul. You come so far, keep going. Here comes the call.
Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, the holidays are going to be different this year, in case you haven't figured that out. But that doesn't mean you can't still deck the virtual halls and find the perfect gifts for friends and family. Well, the style editrix, Ashley Fultz, is here with us to help us celebrate the season with inspiring gift ideas. Don't you love people like Ashley who can come in, have these great ideas, and give you kind of a leg up on, you know, finding that perfect gift for your favorite plant ladies, animal lover in your life, friends practicing mindfulness, and those following the zodiac signs. She's here to share some unique finds, and we always like to take notes on these things. She's also got some budget-friendly gift ideas that won't cramp your style with her top picks under $25, under $50, under $75. And lastly, she's going to share gift wrapping essentials that you don't want to throw away. Ashley, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Hey, well, it's good. Well, you got all kinds of fun stuff in front of you. Tell us about it. What do you got there?
Yeah, so today I'm sharing some of my favorite gift ideas, and everything that I'm talking about is actually designed by a diverse group of independent artists from around the world and available on Society6, and every purchase pays an artist, which I really love. They have millions of designs to choose from and some unique holiday collections, so you can truly find the perfect gift for everyone on your list. And one of my favorites is the mindfulness collection, because after all, who doesn't need a little bit more zen in their life?
Yes. In fact, yeah, I was checking my Zen. I think I'm about a quart low on my mindfulness level. Okay, but don't tell anybody. That's just between you and me. I just feel like being vulnerable with you, Ashley. I don't know why.
love it. I love it.
Okay. So what are your favorite budget-friendly picks that you can share with us?
Yeah, so I have some great gifts at every price point. But if you're starting off with stocking stuffers and gifts under $25, there's some great face masks, some carry-all pouches. There's a really cute travel mug with a sloth on the front of it, with that, which I love. It's from their animal collection, so really for the animal lover in your life. And then if you're talking about gifts under $50, my favorite has to be the yoga mats. They're amazing quality. They're super thick, and they come in lots of fun colors and prints. And another gift I love is a laptop sleeve. We all need those, and there's one that's on set in front of me today. It says, "I'm not a regular mom, I'm a plant mom," which is from the Plant Lady collection and super cute and cheeky. And then if you're talking gifts under $75, they have amazing frame prints. I have two on set today. One says it's good to be home. I could really see this being hung in an entryway. It's a really great gift idea. And another one says, "Home is where my plants are," which is so cute and fun. And then another thing I love to gift during the holidays are throw blankets and really home decor accessories. They have lots of different styles. And really, if you're looking for something holiday inspired, you can find that. Or if you want something to have out year round, they also have so many colors and prints. And I love the throw pillows as well. I have one in front of me that's pink with lots of different socks on it. It looks like stockings. It's so Christmas and fun. There's another that says, "Merry Christmas, you filthy animal." And they also have wall clocks. They have acrylic trays. They have wooden trays with animals on it from the animal collection. And then if you have a tech lover in your life, a gift I love for them, you can really personalize something and find the perfect phone case or Apple smartwatch band. They have lots of cute things to choose from.
Well, Ashley Faltz is the TV lifestyle expert, interior designer at Redesign Properties, frequent guest at Extra TV, E! Daily Pop, and LA's number one morning news show, KTLA. I think I caught you on TV when I was in California just last week, so it's good to be talking to you here and getting caught up. Ashley, you know, speaking of masks, I mean, who would have thought a year ago that we would be getting masks for Christmas? I mean, maybe that's why I need a mask, is what I don't wear when I'm at home. Maybe. But in California, I think you want to start wearing them even at home, right?
If we have to wear them, at least they're fun prints or you know, cute little designs and stuff, because we have to just kind of laugh at everything that's happening and just have a little bit more fun with it. And that's also in terms of wrapping your gifts. That's what I really love, is being creative and playful and really going all out this year. We have a lot of time. We're at home. So have fun with your wrapping paper. Maybe throw some cute fun stickers on it. Pick some holiday cards that really fit those people in your life. And even think of like an acrylic box or a tote bag as sort of a gift and wrapping all in one. So there's so many great gift ideas. And I feel like, you know, we all just want to get a little bit more creative and more mindful this season in our gift-giving experience.
Now, is there a way we can wrap our gifts that where, you know, the tape doesn't end up all twisted up and, you know, it just, I mean, so, you know, I mean, that could be a video unto itself. It's just wrapping Christmas presents, you know what I'm saying?
I think I need to go on YouTube and find this myself, because I am not an expert rapper, but I totally hear you. My tape is always twisted. I don't know. Double-sided tape does help sometimes, but otherwise, don't ask me about the wrapping stuff, because, man, I need help. I have the cute paper, and that's what counts.
Right, exactly. But double-sided tape, that doubles the option to miswrap and get everything all tangled up, right? Oh, my gosh. I mean, people go, "Oh, thank you so much for the gift." Well, why don't you thank me for all the time I spent wrapping your gift? That's why, you know,
exactly.
I love...
Exactly. That's the biggest part of it all.
Now, don't you love those bags? You know, you just put a bag and some stuffing paper in, and you go, "Hey, here it is," and that's really cool, you know? But I got to tell you, there's no question. There are people that are absolutely gifted. In you know, they're wired to be able to wrap things in such a way, and it's almost like the wrapping is better than the gift. It's almost like you don't want to open it up because it looks so great. And I love people who are gifted like that.
Totally. And my husband can actually do that. I'm like, "Where did you obtain this skill? Because I need to go and do it myself."
I know. Or either that, or you could rent him out. Can you imagine? I mean, just rent him out for the holidays.
Actually, I think I'm going to do that. That's a really good idea. I'm making some extra money this holiday.
We're all about business. I mean, hey, this is the thing. I mean, you know, this is a season that we have to reinvent ourselves. And there you are, renting out your husband to wrap the neighbor's gifts and everything like that. I mean, and bring
what's
cookies.
The you can bring cookies. You can go there and just find somebody to do all your chores for you. I think I'm going to put him on there.
Boy, I tell you, he's going to call me up and go, yeah, great idea, Martinez. I was going to just stay at home and have some cocoa and enjoy my beautiful wife. Now you got me out there in the neighborhood, you know, trying to stay out of trouble with and wearing a mask, of course, and staying, you know, 6 feet apart. Any other last minute ideas, Ashley, you want to share with us?
You know what? I just think that you really should think about their personality and their style and really choose from there, because you have so many options online that, you know, you really can find something for everyone. And I love the different home decor ideas since we are spending so much more time at home. So I have to say, if you're trying to narrow it down and really come up with something, think of something like that. Throw blankets, pillows, something that makes you cozy and warm and just easy ways to decorate your house, because we're not going anywhere.
Right, exactly. Well, we got about a minute left and we touched a little bit on Society 6. Tell us a little bit more about Society 6, if you would.
Yeah, totally. You know, it's one of my favorite websites. I've been shopping on there forever. They have so many affordable finds and just so many great prints. So it's like whether my mom shops on there or I shop on there, and we have totally different home decor tastes and totally different gift giving tastes, but we can both find things that we love on there. All my friends can find things. So there's really things that all your friends and family are going to love. And you're supporting independent creators and artists while finding inspiring gifts. So it's kind of a win-win.
Yes.
And they're just a great website. They literally have almost everything you can think of. And especially during the holiday season, they have so many cute and cheeky collections and just really creative, fun prints. And, so you can find everything at society6.com/holiday.
And that's 6 is the number 6, not spelled out S-I-X, just to be clear, right?
You're right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, Ashley Faltz has been our guest. You're awesome. Thank you so much. And tell your husband,
I didn't
get him in so much trouble or anything like that. But, hey, it's one of those holiday gift ideas, and I think it's a great idea, and we can, this Christmas... We can maybe pick and stay in the under 75 category if he gets out there and does a good job, you know.
Totally. Exactly. I love it.
All right, Ashley. Take care. Good to be talking to you, okay?
Thank
Happy
you.
Holidays. Merry
one.
Christmas. You got it. Take care. Ashley Faltz is the TV lifestyle expert, interior designer at Redesign Properties, a frequent guest on Extra TV, E! Daily Pop, and LA's number one morning news show, KTLA.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates, so refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Now with orders.
urge to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Time for Adam Holtz, yes, from PluggedIn.com. Hey, Adam, how we doing, buddy?
I'm good, Bill. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I think, and I say terrific because, God's up to something.
You know what? He almost always is. I would even go so far as to say he always is.
I'm with you on that. I said earlier, that's the thing, you can count on God. He's never out of it, and his will be done. And as I said to Jonathan Kahn, I said, you know, Jonathan, I want people to understand when we pray God's will, it's not the way we may think his will. It's his will. It's not our will. It may not be the way we want it, but, the destination that he has planned and purposed for all of us is the right one, right?
You know, that's right. You know, I am working at Focus on the Family. I get sent tons of books and stuff. You know, people want you to review stuff and be aware of it, and the vast majority of it really isn't within my purview of our movie reviewing at Plugged In. And I don't have this in front of me. I'm not going to remember the author's name, but I got a book a while back, and the title of it was Finding God's Life for My Will. And I love the flip of that. You know, we used to talk about finding God's will for my life, but, you know, the reality is, you know, Jesus is clear that he has offered us abundant life, and that when we experience what he has to offer, sometimes it really changes the whole, you know, finding God's will for my life equation. So I love that flip of those two words, because I think it totally changes it, and we get hung up over the little things when in reality God is inviting us to experience him. He's inviting us into the abundance of his love for us. And right now, even as I say that, I have one finger pointing at you and four pointing back at myself, you know?
Well, I think we're all, you know, there's no question. We all fall short of that. But that's an excellent point. It's like tuning a guitar.
Right.
And God is saying, hey, look, tune your life up to me.
That's exactly
okay?
Right.
And when we tune our lives up to him and his rhythm, then all these other things will fall into line. Again, one of my favorite lines, you know, from the Old Testament, the book of Genesis, is God's conversation with Cain.
Yeah.
And saying, hey, if you do right, will it not go well for you? I mean, think about that.
I mean, that is so profound. But, you know, the thing is that, you know, we want to have our own idea of what right is. But the right that he was talking, that God was talking about, was his right. If we do right, the things that are righteous and holy by God, then it will go well for us, even in the midst of a pandemic, in the midst of people lying to us, an institutional, all our institutions and our government are falling apart. I mean, this is amazing. I was thinking about this the other day because Del Tackett, as you know, with Focus on the Family, did an excellent presentation on the Truth Project years ago. In fact, I became an evangelist for it. I told every church across the country. In fact, I led so many Bible studies on this because I thought it was so significant how it was presented. And Dell broke down, you know, these institutions from a biblical concept in God's objective of how these institutions should work. And when you look at the institutions of today versus what he taught us, what the Bible has taught us, what God has told us about, I mean, the institutions are dysfunctional. They're broken. We can't trust them right now.
Right. And I think that, obviously, I work at Focus on the Family, but the first institution that God instituted was marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And from that marriage flow, you know, offspring to go and subdue the earth, you know, mm-hmm. to make it a part of God's dominion. And there's much that I can't control. And even in my own family, you know, my kids have their own ideas. They have their own will. There's no perfect formula that guarantees it's all going to work out right. Mm-hmm. But I think in terms of cultural influence, the family in some ways is the most basic unit. Mm-hmm. Our family has an opportunity to influence the people we interact with, to be an influence in church, to be an influence in our neighborhood. And I think even as we look around, and it's easy from a limited perspective to feel overwhelmed by all the bad news, and there's plenty of it from every direction, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But as I seek to intentionally build into my family and help us as a group say, well, what can we influence? You know, what can we do? How can we relate? How can we be in the world? I pray with my kids every day on the way to school, mm-hmm. you know, that they would find somebody they can encourage today.
Right, exactly.
And I pray that they wouldn't be harmed and get sick and all the typical mm-hmm. parental prayers. But let's be outward focused, too, not just sort of in a defensive crouch, you know.
Right. Well, and that's where the culture is right now. We're very introspective, too much so. And what you're sharing and what you shared with the kids is so important. And that is a refocus on servanthood. It cannot be about me. If it's about me, we're in trouble. It God has blessed us to bless others. It's that outpouring. But if we're not going to the well to be fed, you know, those nourishing spiritual components, then, you know, we're coughing up dust to those that really need the very thing that God has given them, that somehow it's deprived because we decided that, oh, you know, I can't share because I'm so worried about COVID and I'm so worried about these other things that that myself and my family are most important when, you know, God says, look at love me and love others, you know.
Right. And as we relate to him, he works in us and through us, right?
Yes.
And I think the other thing is when we blow it and when we hunker down and sort of get into a bunker mentality, there's grace for that, you know, that God says, okay, I get it. You know, there are things to be fearful about here, but he invites us to offer that shalom. You know, we talk about
exactly
Jeremiah 29:11. Mm-hmm. You know, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. Well, he said that to a group of people who were going to be in that place of exile for the next 70 years. We often claim it as everything's going to be awesome for me right now,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't for the Israelites. And then, that chapter goes on and says, seek the welfare of the place to which I have called you. And, again, it's a mindset twist, right? It's a paradigm shift. Even as we pray for the right things and for goodness to flourish in our nation,
we don't have to be discouraged.
Yeah, anyway, that happens.
I'm over and over there.
Well, no. We appreciate it because this is important, and I appreciate your heart and your openness to share this because it seems like, yeah, we can talk about movies and all these things that are happening in TV, and that's important. And Plugged In does such a great job in impacting the culture and helping believers. But I also believe the things that you and I have naturally attuned to, directed by God for us to talk about. I feel it's really important because what you've touched on here is the difference between faith and fear. And God says, I didn't give you a spirit of fear, you know, and
power
that's,
and of love and of self-discipline.
Yeah, right. So here it is. It's like, okay, if you're feeling fearful, you got to realize that's not God's gift for you, okay?
No, exactly. And I wrestle with fear. I wrestle deeply with anxiety.
Yeah.
And so I totally get, it's a natural impulse, but I think you have said over and over that we have one do not fear in Scripture for every day of the year because
exactly.
We need the message every day.
That's right. That's right, because we're all inclined to that. And God knows, and God knows that. So all we are, we're encouraging everyone to embrace a spirit of faith, power, love, and a sound mind that God has given to us. And the thing is that then, you know, you talk about your testimony. And because some people go, well, how do I lead people to Christ? Well, what you are is that you're a landmark. You're a directional that people see where you are and say, I want to go where you're going. I want what you have.
Yes.
And it's because you've ingested the Word of God. You have chosen to make even sometimes those very difficult choices in the face of the temporal to say,
right.
No, I'm going to stand on the promises of God. And it is amazing the difference that has in and amongst a lot of people who are fearful and losing their mind, and you're the only one that's holding on to yours because you're holding on to the garment of Jesus every step of the way.
Well, that's exactly right, and I think that faith, it's so attractive.
Yes,
because you're not driven by fear, you're not driven by anger, you're not driven by cynicism. And look, 5 minutes on the news is enough to make any of us angry and fearful and cynical.
Right.
And frankly, I don't care where you're at on the political spectrum. There's something for everybody there, right?
Right.
But as we really come to God and say, Lord, would you work in and through me?
Mm-hmm.
Man, there's tremendous freedom there.
Yeah. And I hope what people are hearing this, this is our prayer, you know, for everybody that's within earshot. And maybe you just happened onto the dial and here you are hearing, you know, Bill and Adam talk about this. And this is meaningful for you. It's that word that goes out that will not come back void, you know, that touches your spirit in such a way that says, you know what, maybe I need to do a reset right now. Maybe I've been a little bit too fearful. Maybe I had to give equal time. How about if I give equal time to faith and fear and see what happens in my life? You know, just, you know, like, what do you got to lose, right?
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, last minute here, and as we always do, I'm going to let you touch on some of the offings that the team has reviewed here. What do we got?
Well, you can check out Jingle Jangle, A Christmas Journey, which stars Forrest Whitaker as a broken-down, bitter inventor challenged by his granddaughter to rethink his life. And we have Emily and the Magical Journey, which is a pretty fun, if at times slightly scary, movie about redemption, about a little girl who's struggling with grief and who ends up in a magical realm battling evil. So those are just a couple of the things that we've looked at in the last week. We've also got reviews up for Come Away and Freaky, which are movies in theaters right now. And we'll be adding to it this week, as we always do. So PluggedIn.com is where you want to come.
That's the directional. Adam Holtz, God bless you. All the best to the family, buddy. Take care.
Thanks, Phil.
You got it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
Mind Better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay Wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay. No other.